Good morning. My guest this morning is Candace Mackey from the Redwood Arts Council. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, I've been seeing pictures here and there and postcards and so on from the Harlem String Quartet that is going to be your latest event at the Glaser Center on the 16th at 7:30. So talk about the Harlem Quartet.
So the Harlem Quartet is a really interesting string quartet in that a lot of times students meet in college and they decide, oh, hey, we like each other. We like to work together. Let's create a mission statement and become a quartet. Or we've worked at the conservatory together for this many years. Let's create a quartet. Or, hey, we all like the music of Mendelssohn, or we all like the music of, or we like art. And so let's form a quartet around this idea. So this quartet was actually born out of the Sphinx organization in on the East Coast. And the Sphinx organization, it basically exists to support minority performers and minority composers.
Uh-huh.
So it's a fantastic focused organization, and this quartet was born out of that organization. It has changed personnel in the last few years, but the idea is that they are trying to engage young and new audiences through a discovery and presentation of varied repertoire that includes works by minority composers. So it's a special niche, and we feel really lucky that we get to host them on Saturday.
Well, I'm just looking at the program, which sounds absolutely fascinating. Beethoven to John Burke to Jobim.
Yes. Yes. So they specialize in, like I said, in varied repertoire. So you're going to come and you're going to hear, they're opening up, I believe, with the Beethoven String Quartet number 4. And then right after that, they're going into the Dizzy Gillespie's version of Night in Tunisia.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So they'll go into that with String Quartet, you know, and that's why they call themselves the Harlem. They're actually the Harlem Quartet is how they label themselves. Uh-huh. And from there, they go from Jobim's Girl from Ipanema and Raphael.
Is that a sort of a symphonic arrangement of it?
It is. It was based off of obviously the Girl from Ipanema, the folk song.
Yeah.
From Jobim, and then they've adapted it. I'm not sure who did the adaptation though. I'd have to find out.
Okay. And then yeah. El Cumbanchero.
Mm-hmm. El Cumbanchero by Rafael Hernandez, and then they finish with the Mendelssohn String Quartet number 6. So you're getting a combination of a bit of jazz, a bit of, Latin jazz and Latin folk tunes mixed in. So it's a lot of fun to come and listen. This concert's very special to us because we've been promoting it to the Roseland School District here. We have a grant from the Sonoma County Community Foundation to present them with free and reduced tickets and try and get their string students. They have a string program that are Simply Strings involved with this group. So
I noticed that the Harlem String Quartet has collaborated with all sorts of really top flight performers.
Oh, yeah. So they basically won, what was it? They won the Grammy for the Hot House album with Chick Corea. They did Take the A-Train release with Billy Strayhorn. They've worked with Paquito de Rivera. I mean, all these people they've worked all over the place in kind of honing that that genre-bending style.
Well, I have a hunch that this is one that people should get their tickets early.
Yes.
It's at the Glaser again, right?
Yes, it is. The Glaser Center in Santa Rosa inside the Unitarian Universalist.
Is that going to be more or less permanent, do you think?
No. We're actually looking to – this year has been an experimentation in trying to find some venues that are in larger population areas and then some obviously still in the West County. So we're kind of trying to balance out our financial model in doing that.
Great. Candace, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for the interview, Roland.
Give a kiss to your baby.
I will. I will. Thank you. And come listen to the quartet.
Okay. Let's remind people once again, this is the Harlem String Quartet. The New York Times said the Harlem String Quartet has panache. Coming to the Glaser Center on Saturday, the 16th at 7:30. For information, 874-1124. Online, redwoodarts.org. Tickets at Brown Paper Tickets. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.